This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Eagerly awaiting Ryan Castle's presence in the
Are
studio
we?
At 4:30.
I hope so. I mean, he's being a little coy. Hey, look, he says he's going to come in. Cool. Like you said, if you just bring a beer and whiskey, like, hell yeah, come on in.
You know where he is right now? He's in the liquor store. Hey, you know what you guys need? It's Monday. You need a bottle and some beer.
I hope that's what he's thinking.
Happy 20th anniversary, guys.
That would be, Castle, you know, in advance. That's
because
very nice of you.
We're pretty close to the actual date that we started.
Uh-huh.
You know? So it's right around this time. That makes sense to me. Maybe a pizza.
Yes. Yeah.
Cheeseburger time. Ryan Castle coming up. We'll find out what he's got in store at 4:30. In the meantime, it is our random question. Question 206-803-RON.
Random.
Hello, Tyler. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Tyler, welcome to the program. Random question. Tyler, are you here in the Pacific Northwest?
I am.
Okay. Here's your question. Have you ever felt or experienced a tremor or an earthquake?
No, I honestly have not.
Okay. Do you want to?
Part of me says yes, but the other part says no.
I'm right there with you. Like, I want to experience a tremor, but maybe not an earthquake. You know?
Have you experienced any type of natural occurrence, whether it be a tornado? Have you ever been through a hurricane or anything like that?
Not really. That bomb cyclone might have been like the closest thing.
Yeah, that was pretty trippy. That was a thing. What about the forest fires, since we get them here pretty much every year at the same time?
Yeah, I've never really been in a fire either.
All right. Well, the people in North Carolina are figuring that out for the first time.
Yeah.
I've been saying that for years. That place is going to burn to the ground. It's all pine forests. It's dry. They did not get a lot of rain this year.
Normally they do. So for them, this weather's a little different, but you're right. Basically, their yard itself is kindling.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, years and years of humidity, rain, it's not even something that crossed your mind. Also, I don't think they rake their leaves.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. I was flying back into town, and someone said, hey, man, it was a pretty decent little shake in Seattle a couple years ago. And I asked my neighbors, like, did you guys feel that? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, man, I don't know why. I just wanted to see what it felt like, you know?
I still haven't, or maybe I have. Like, the house will shake a little bit, but we're right next to 5, so I always just put it down to, like, a big-ass truck going by or something like that. So I don't know, but I don't think I have. But you've done, what, a tornado?
I've done a tornado. I've done a hurricane.
Fire. I mean, the only thing I've gotten from the fires, based on the fact I live in the city, was 2 or 3 years ago, the fires were super bad. But the kid was playing soccer, and they're doing outdoor soccer. And it was like 8:30 in the morning, and all the parents are kind of looking at the sky. It should have been a blue sky, right? Because this is the summer, but like it was smoggy, it was gray. And I just remember this one little kid, they pull him out of the game, and he runs to the sideline, looks up at his parents sitting on the side, and he goes, "I can taste the smoke in my mouth." Ooh. And we're all kind of like, this is not good, man. They ended up canceling the game because if it's more than however many parts per whatever the hell in the atmosphere.
They had to shut down a lot of highway over the weekend in Arizona because of a haboob.
Yeah, that's a deal there.
Made visibility zero. So that thing came flying through. But this morning, a 4.5 magnitude earthquake struck at 5:02 in western Washington, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The 10-mile deep quake hit about 6.2 miles from Orcas, according to the agency. More than 6,800 people from as far away as Portland, Oregon, and Issaquah reported feeling the tremor to the agency. Now, a tsunami warning was not issued. The event seems to have been widely felt, though, according to seismologist. I just got jolted awake by another strong earthquake in Victoria, Canada. Significant shaking that lasted for some time. One person wrote on X, "Biggest earthquake I've ever felt in James Bay, Victoria. Jumped into the space between the bed and the bookcase. Hand still shaking, sitting with kids upstairs next to a strong wooden table now." Someone else shared. But either way, and it's been, for the past 2 weeks, we have been getting hit with a lot of smaller shaking going on in the area in various locations.
Yeah, up and down the West Coast. British Columbia, off the coast of Alaska, here.
Auburn, Washington.
Down in, a little down south in California. What is the safe place you're supposed to go?
I'm glad you asked.
During an earthquake.
Because I've got that information.
Because we used to do, now granted, it's all a matter of where you grow up. So everywhere does fire drills. If you're old enough, you did your basically civil defense drill, which is in the event of a nuclear bomb, which I don't know why you have a drill. They do school shooting drills now. Mm-hmm. My kids have to go through that kind of thing. But we never had an earthquake drill because there just hadn't been one in recorded history.
All right, what do you do if you're in your car?
Ooh, if you're in your car, make sure that you're not in a tunnel of any kind and just kind of pull off to the side of the road.
Pull over and stop. Set your parking brake, it says. How about if you're in bed?
If you're in bed, get under the bed.
Turn face down and cover your head with a pillow, they say.
All right.
How about if you're outdoors?
Stay away from any structures.
And don't go inside.
Right.
But if you're inside, stay inside and don't run outdoors. But stay away from
it. Right. Well, I think it's more if you're inside, find a safe-ish spot and ride it out because you don't know when that building's coming down.
Okay.
If you're trying to get out, then you're exposing yourself. Mm-hmm. So it's better just, you know, we're right here. So I would say here in the studio, we'd get underneath our tables to some degree, do our best to just kind of keep from falling debris. I heard when I was a kid to get into the doorway. However, I feel like that's been debunked.
I feel like I heard that was debunked. Now, my thing is,
Your kitchen table would be the perfect spot.
My kitchen table would be good, but the flip side is, when I just look around my neighborhood, and this is true of a lot of Seattle, we got a lot of trees, man, and a power pole, so I'm like, because this has crossed my mind, I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'd rather stay inside than be outside, just based on the sheer number of tall-ass trees.
Right. And they also say if there's a big one, just know that aftershocks are more than likely going to happen. Well, so it's not over when you think it's over, but they say,
it's not over.
Once under a table, officials say you should hold on with one hand, be ready to move with the table. If you have to, drop, cover, and hold on, they say. There can be serious hazards with an earthquake, damage to buildings, leaking gas, water lines, down power lines, etc. So be aware of your surroundings if you are outside, depending on what's going on.
Where's the safe place in your house, then? Because, all right, I got a big-ass dining room table. I'll get under that. In theory.
I don't know thinking about if your I place, necessarily like have a safe place in my house, to be honest with you. Yeah. I don't really think I do.
Climb into the fridge? I mean, I don't know.
Well, my problem is my house, the way it sits, I live in a small two-bedroom condo townhome, and underneath me is the driveway.
Right.
So my house is basically like kind of suspended above that driveway.
Oh, not for long.
So, I mean, if that earthquake shakes enough, half my house could just fall right down in my drive. So I don't really know if
I'm kind of in the same boat as you there, Miles. The safe spot in my house, I mean, I could try my kitchen table, but it's from Walmart, so it's basically one step above balsa wood. I considered, like, getting underneath my stairs. Maybe that would be okay. But also, same thing, my house is kind of built into a little hill, if you will. So, and also, my foundation's already kind of slumped a little bit. It's already settled, but we're okay. But I've also thought about, like, man, when that big one hits, I'm losing half my doggone house.
And is it better to be upstairs or downstairs?
I would say downstairs.
Because in theory, you say downstairs.
I guess my garage.
But then everything is falling down on top of you versus the risk of being upstairs and dropping
and now you're falling,
stuff.
Right.
I think my safe bet would be to run out in the middle of the street and just start screaming.
That's your best bet. Random. Miles, you got a map down, bro.
What is this game? Random.
Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the men's room.
Is he okay?
Hola, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
We're doing good, Daniel. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Hey, can I give a shout-out really quick?
Sure.
Can you?
Awesome. I want to give a shout-out to Steve Miggs. He helped me win a pair of tickets to go see The Offspring, and it's going to be my first ever concert.
You've never been to a concert?
I have never been to a official concert.
Wow.
I have been to, like, a Christian concert, but
Well, you picked a good one to go to, I'm sure.
You know? Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. I've been listening to them since middle school.
Okay. All right, Daniel, let's go with this question. What is in your freezer, and what is your go-to frozen food item?
What's in my freezer, and what's my go-to frozen food item?
Correct.
That would be steaks.
All right.
Now, are these steaks that, like, you bought from a butcher or the grocery store, or are these pre-packaged steaks, as in, like, Salisbury steak or something?
They're pre-packaged steaks that I actually got from a steak salesman. So they're not Salisbury. I got a lot of different kinds. In fact, like, I got T-bone in there that I'm eventually going to eat sometime next month.
When you're really hungry. Well, do you have any frozen foods from the frozen food section?
I do like to get the White Castle sliders, but I never put them in my freezer. I will just eat them within a week.
All right.
They're that good.
Do you get the ones with the cheese on them or without cheese?
With cheese.
You gotta go cheese, man. Yeah. They offer cheese, you go with the cheese.
Now, can you just eat two of them, or do you need to go through, like, four, six?
I do four. I do four.
Okay. White Castle. I used to buy them all the time, too. It's just one of those
things. They're teeny tiny. They're fine.
Yeah.
They're not even, like, good or bad. They're fine.
Right. Uncrustables, you can sometimes find those in my freezer for sure. I'm a sucker for a beef pot pie. I like beef better than chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Marie Callender or whatever, I get the beef.
Really?
Also, like, party pizzas from Totino's?
Totino's, yeah.
I don't know the name of the frozen pizza we have now. God, I can't remember, but it's actually really good. Those are the ones, like, if we break that out, I'm like, this is a treat. Even though it's a frozen pizza, it's that good. We have some nuggets for the kids. Otherwise, if I remember this correctly, some Trader Joe's dumplings.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dude. Are those good?
They are solid. They
what
are
you got, shrimp, pork?
We have the pork. I don't know if they have other options, but even though they're frozen, man, you can almost just defrost them and they're ready to go.
Their General Tso's chicken is, or orange chicken, I believe they call it.
Oh, we got some of that in there, too. Yeah,
that's pretty strong. The reason we ask what's in your freezer and what's your go-to frozen food. 13 of the worst frozen meals you'll find on store shelves as far as your health is concerned. Here are a few. We have the breaded chicken parmigiana with tomato sauce from Encore. I'm not even sure if I've heard of that brand before.
O-N-C-O-R. Yeah, I've heard of them, yeah.
Yeah. Somehow it misses the mark with the bar as far as everything in it, as far as the quality of ingredients. Hungry Man boneless fried chicken.
Do not have that.
I have had Hungry Man fried chicken. I've never had Hungry Man boneless fried chicken. Either way, just know this. If it says fried chicken, probably not going to be healthy.
Sure.
Even if it's the healthiest fried chicken, it is not healthy.
No.
Next on the list, Great Value Beef Shepherd's Pie. Usually a Walmart found item.
Let me just put this out there. If the word value is on it, probably not going to be the best for you.
Yeah. Stouffer's Beef Enchiladas make the list.
Oh, man.
Smart Ones Rigatoni Pasta Tomato Vodka Cream Sauce. Look, man, if you can't just boil your own water, put some rigatoni in there and have a jar of vodka cream sauce. Do you really need to buy that in a
price?
No, but if you can, people will.
Bird's Eye Viola, Skillet Mills, garlic shrimp, in this case, they say, is not good for you.
Okay.
Banquet Salisbury Steak. I mean, I like a good Salisbury steak, but you know what you're getting into.
Not to say, that's a bunch of cream base and whatnot,
you
right?
You know what it is, yeah.
Also, I like a chicken fried steak.
I like a chicken fried steak.
Yeah,
that's good stuff. Healthy Choice Simple Steamers Meatball Marinara.
Is healthy written in quotation marks?
No. These are the most unhealthy of them.
H-E-L-L-T.
Well, we spelled a difference, so you know it's not true.
Lean Cuisine Protein.
Oh, no.
Swedish meatballs. Yeah, they're not good either. Pier 33 Gourmet Mussels and butter garlic sauce. You'd think that would be okay for you, but apparently it's not.
It's the butter.
Yeah. Signature Select mixed match Italian meatballs with marinara sauce. I'm seeing a pattern. Signature Select mixed match chicken marcella with mushrooms. Marie Colander's tender ginger beef and broccoli bowl. Which you think,
I love that one.
You think that would be somewhat healthy?
Why would you think that?
Because it's a bowl, first of all, and it's got broccoli and ginger beef. I mean,
right?
But it's Marie Callender's, and everything Marie Callender's does to me is very good, which leads me to believe it cannot possibly be that.
But here's the thing with that is that when you look at it, beef and broccoli, okay, you're going to have little steak cuts in there, and you're going to have beef. Now the steak cuts are not going to be your prime choices. It's not, you know, it's going to have antibiotics and whatnot all over it. But at the same time, it's two very base ingredients. It doesn't there's not a whole lot of room for additive in
it's
there.
Be but the sugar. Apparently there is.
I think the only thing in my freezer really is either ice cream or frozen fruit for smoothies. We don't have much else.
We definitely have some ice cream there, except my daughter's other meal.
Yeah.
And I think we do have some frozen meatballs, but I don't know what company they're from. They're just in a clear
frozen
bag.
Frozen meatballs.
Yeah, literally. There's no signage on it. It's just meatballs. A bag of frozen meatballs.
God,
I don't even know what meat they're made out of.
Right.
Couldn't tell you the animal. It's just, but they're
meat.
Good. Yeah, meat. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. All right, Matt, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. When did you or have you almost or did you, in fact, poop yourself
at any point in time?
You don't remember?
You would know.
Man, if you pooped yourself as an adult, you will remember that you pooped yourself as an adult.
I mean, like, the only thing I can think of is, and it's like, I don't really totally count because I was at home. So, like, it was like I was going, kind of rushing to the bathroom, and like halfway up the stairs, like I kind of, a little bit slipped out.
But no, you pooped yourself. It doesn't matter that you're at home. If you pooped in your pants, no matter where you are, you pooped yourself.
I forgot about you. You're normally at home, so you're always playing a home game. You're probably never too far away from a bathroom, are you?
Well, not so much anymore, but yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. But it was about like 6 months ago.
All right, okay. All you got to do is slip on a fart.
I don't care where you are.
I've done it in my own bathroom. You pooped yourself.
Yeah, tell me if this counts, though, man. There was one time here fairly recently, I didn't touch cotton on the front end, but there was a little secret agent hiding after I was done with the session, and then all of a sudden, I just made a movement that was clear that there was something back there, and I went in to check, and I was like, well, doggone it, I missed him.
Well, yeah. Were you here?
No.
Sure you are.
Yes, that's
right.
Happened to work, man.
No. I usually do a pretty thorough job that all of a sudden I made a move. It's like, oh, hello.
I don't know that if I've wiped and missed anything. Like yours, I guess you technically didn't poop yourself.
Right.
You did not remove all of the poop. Right. That should have been removed.
And I do a thorough job. Like I make
do
sure
you
to
might?
Catch everywhere. This one I think was on top. I don't know how the hell it made it up there. But it just walked its way up there. I don't know what the hell happened.
And then what did you do when you just... Because obviously we're back on the air, and now you know. And it's one of these weird things, just thinking back. We're doing a show. None of us have any idea. There's a turd in your pants.
You got poop in your butt.
That's right. Luckily, it was towards the end, so I was able to get the hell out of here.
Okay.
So.
Reason we asked, when did you or almost poop yourself? Oregon is being affected by a troubling number of cases of dysentery. And it's on the rise, especially in the Portland metro area, according to health officials. Yes. Dysentery is a highly contagious illness that causes inflammation of the bowels, resulting in diarrhea that contains blood or mucus, fever, nausea, vomiting, weight loss, stomach cramps, etc. It is caused by a bacterial or parasitic infection and is most common in regions of the world with poor water sanitation. However, in Portland, the cases have spiked 91%.
Jeez,
they also stated that the fecal-oral spread is spread through intimate contact between half and more than two-thirds of all recorded cases. However, health officials said...
I didn't give you herpes, girl. I gave you dysentery.
56% of the cases of dysentery were among the homeless, and more than half the cases, the patient reported meth or opiate usage. That's how it started in 2023. That is not how it's going now.
Right.
So they're saying dysentery is often treated with medication, antibiotics. In more severe cases, you might need to get an IV drip. And in the worst case, it may require a blood transfusion.
Jeez.
The Cleveland Clinic advises not to share personal items with other people, including toothbrushes, drinking glasses, towels, not to use water unless it's sanitized or sterile, thoroughly cook food, wash all fruits and vegetables with clean running water, and peel them before eating them, and of course,
the number one thing you can do, stay away from people who have dysentery.
Right.
How do you know if someone has dysentery?
They're pooping themselves a lot.
It's Portland. If you're traveling to an area where dysentery is common, it's also a good idea to avoid ice cubes, fountain drinks, water or soft drinks that aren't in a sealed container, and unpasteurized dairy and juice products. Pasteurization, that kills the bacteria. So you need that to kind of be your friend.
I do love that everybody that saw that story understood the irony of it. That Oregon is having a problem with dysentery. Did you guys ever play Oregon Trail when you were growing up?
Oh, yeah.
And everybody died of dysentery by the time they got here. Like, that's lost on nobody.
More of the Random Question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
This is the Mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
4:30, joined by Ryan Castle.
Yay.
And we don't know why yet. We're going to find out at 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw Brown back in his office.
I mean, it's not a bad mood.
Well, it seems like it was fine mood and all
so,
that.
But. You know, it didn't make it seem like it's going to be a negative.
It didn't make it sound like it's going to be a positive. He just said he's going to come in at 4:30.
He's got some news.
And like I said, I kind of tuned him out at that point, so I don't know what. I saw his mouth moving, but I was not listening.
We're moving to late nights. That's right.
Ryan Castle coming up at 4:30. In the meantime, it is a random question. Question 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Danny. Welcome to the men's
random,
room.
Random.
Hola.
Danny, welcome to the program. Random question. Question.
All right, let's go with this one.
Danny, in your lifetime, what have you had, owned, hobby-wise, anything? What has ended up just being an absolute money pit? You might enjoy it. I mean, you're throwing a lot of money in there to...
People work on their cars, you enjoy it, but it is a money pit.
Or if you don't work on your car, maybe you just have one car that ended up being a money pit. And you know,
I can't imagine that.
Yes. New transmission.
Yeah. Well... I've owned a lot of cars. I mean, I used to have an automotive business. That was a money pit.
What was the most expensive thing? The lease on the property you needed? Because you probably need a pretty good plot of land or what? Well,
by the time it was done, we were like an $850,000 a year business. So everything. The building was $5,000 a month. Every time you get a car in and you needed to buy some $600 special tool, just do that job. Because you can't be like, well, I don't have that. Because then you look like a crappy low rent shop. You know, and then you buy it, you might not ever use it again. German cars are pretty notorious for having special tools to do everything.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Sometimes you know how to get around it if you've done the job before, but if you don't, then, you know, sometimes you spend the $400 on the tool just to realize, I didn't even need this stupid tool. I could have done this without it.
All right, well, let me ask you, what would you say are some of the more reliable cars that are on the road that keep you from having to deal with all that crap?
Personally, my Volkswagens never break down because I know what needs to be maintained long before it happens. But I started managing a generic automotive shop, and it wasn't uncommon to have like a Honda or Toyota come in with like 180,000 miles on it, and you literally could not find anything wrong with it. Generally, anything that's slow, like no horsepower, boring to drive, handles like crap, runs forever.
All right. Okay. All right. Do you have any hobbies where you've dumped a lot of money into anything other than the business?
My hobbies have always just been cars and stuff. So, okay. I'll be like, oh, I need this tool to work on the house just because I like owning tools and, you know, buying stuff like that. So tools, just tools.
How many tools do you have at home, like in your garage? If I walked in there,
what percent of them do you not use?
Oh, I mean, I have like probably over $10,000 in tools between having been a mechanic and now being a machinist. Okay. And, all kinds of stuff.
Well, at least you have the skill set to use the tool. You might not use them, but at least you have the skill set to use them.
Yeah, if I need it, I got it. And, sometimes they sit for a while, but. Yep.
Okay. Well, the reason we asked what ended up being a money pit. In December, we all know who Shakira is. I was noticing her pictures on the news site where I pulled this article up.
Yes.
Her fan, Michael Mea, was beyond excited when he was chosen as the winner of the singer's custom-made purple Lamborghini Urus. He won the car after creating a video in which a drawing of Shakira comes to life to the sound of her song, Solterra. Now, he says, this car was a gift to myself as I began my single life. But I realized that what truly matters is human connection. Now, Shakira said in a press statement announcing the contest, the car, the clothes, the material things, they do not transform us. It's the people we love and the connections we build that truly make a difference. Not only did he win an actual Lamborghini Urus that Shakira used in her music video for the song Solterra, following the breakup with her husband, singer also paid to ship the Lamborghini with a two-tone white and neon green interior and gifted him $90,000.
Damn.
To register, insure, and maintain the luxury SUV. We did it, he shouted on Instagram following his surprise win. Now, fast forward a few months later, and now Michael's dream of winning Shakira's purple Lamborghini has turned into a nightmare. Turns out, maintaining a Lamborghini Urus is expensive.
Yeah.
So far, all the taxes from transferring the car, legal matters, and insurance for 6 months have been paid. And now, the federal taxes are due at the end of the year. He explained on a podcast, he said the Lambo is costing him well over $2,000 a month in insurance.
Jesus.
And that he has to spend at least $70 to fill the gas tank up.
I spend more than that shut up.
Every 2 days.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Never mind. Never mind. I retract that statement.
He says he's happy, but he said he just did not know what he was getting into. Now, believe it or not, people are more than happy to take Shakira's purple Lamborghini off of his hands. In fact, he claims that someone has already offered him between $700,000 and $800,000.
Take it.
For the SUV.
Absolutely.
Yes. And as far as a money pit and expensive hobbies, some people are complaining about the price of eggs, but others are struggling with the soaring cost of the supposedly cheap hobbies that they picked up during the COVID pandemic.
Cheap hobbies.
That are not so cheap anymore. There's a list online of seemingly cheap hobbies that quickly become very expensive to continue doing. Here are the more popular answers. Believe it or not, woodworking. Someone joked, why buy something when I can make it half as good for three times the price? And it takes a couple of months.
Another person, they're really doing that wrong.
Horseback riding, just the stable fees and everything else.
So I will say woodworking, and my parents have a lot of nice furniture. Turns out if it's made of wood, there's a 95% chance that my father made it. So he's always worked with wood ever since my childhood, but I didn't realize what they would do is my mother was the person who said, ooh, I like or I want. And so my father would hop in the car, drive to the store, say it's like Restoration Hardware, where everything's super overpriced, right? And he would get under the table, look how they put everything together. Honestly, so he looks like a freak in the store. People are like, wow, he's really into that. Wouldn't buy it. He'd go to Home Depot, buy the crap he needs, man, and build her this table. So if Restoration Hardware is selling a coffee table for, I don't know, $1,000.
Sure.
He's like, they're out of their mind. I got the same wood they're using, use the same tools, the same hardware, all that. And he builds it for $250.
Damn.
Right? So, but that's been his thing. He probably stopped maybe 5 years ago just because of age. But like, you go to their house, everything's custom fit, it's custom made, and it's good stuff.
Not a shocker here, boating and fishing, if you can resist upgrading. Fish keeping, like as far as having an aquarium in your home.
Yeah, no.
One person joked, I only needed one more tank, and then another. 3D printing is apparently expensive.
Well, that to me, I would think it's expensive, but it also seems like it'd be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know because I've never actually 3D printed anything, but we've had two or three people that have called into the show that 3D print, and they'll say it's expensive, but they all love what they're doing, and sometimes they actually make practical things.
Right.
Like this thing broke, so I just made a replacement screw.
Yep. Right? Surfing and snowboarding. I don't see how surfing could be that expensive, but I guess with a wetsuit, everything else, the cost of transportation, where you need to go to be able to do the hobby.
I think it depends how close you live to the beach. My son's been snowboarding this winter, so it's pricey.
Golf, also.
What do you think? Yes.
I mean, yeah, it's an expensive hobby. But, you know, I only do it a couple times a week. So I do it on Saturday and Sunday, every weekend.
So at least you take advantage of it.
I try to get that good walk in. Gardening. Someone joked the first tomato is $100 by the time you water it. But the second tomato is also $100. I got one plant. There's two tomatoes. No third tomato.
Oh, no.
CrossFit, coffee, drinking. Are some of the things that people say
is that a hobby?
Become very expensive. Well, I mean, if you look at it that way, why not? That's a better way of looking at drinking, is it? It's really not anything. It's a hobby I do.
At the bar, yes.
You can excuse
that. That is my hobby. Like, if I'm drinking at home, I just want booze. If I go to the bar, I want booze, but also it's the people I'm around.
Sure.
And it has become a couple times a week hobby. And what's nice, though, my wife enjoys the hobby, so it's a hobby we do together. But she well mentioned it gets pricey, and Shirley mentions that. Because I keep getting shots. And she's like, do you know what shots are? I'm like, I do, but that's why I work.
Yeah,
Going out to eat, that's an expensive hobby as well. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch.
Hola.
Dave, welcome to the program. Random question. All right, Dave, hopefully you can answer this one. What situation have you been in your lifetime where you thought, oh, man, this is not good? Maybe something scared you. Maybe, I mean, you were just in one of those situations where you're like, oh, my God, am I going to make it out of here?
Let's see. The best one I can think of was probably my early 20s. Yes, I'm older than that. I had just took my second hit of acid coming outside of a bar in a small town where I grew up in. And I was told I had a bench warrant for my arrest and I had to go to jail.
Oh, were they out there waiting for you?
Yeah, they were closing the bar down, and being from a small town that I'm from, you know, all the cops know who you are, especially when you've been around a few, And I walked out, and they went, "Hey, Manly, you got a bench warrant. You're going to jail tonight."
Now, did you know there's?
No.
Did you know there was a bench warrant out for you?
Sure. No. Okay. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. So you did you or did you not know? I mean, did you conveniently forget?
I had a feeling. I had missed court for a driving on a revoke, so I had a feeling there was a bench warrant, but I didn't think it was going to catch up to me. But after my second hit and then coming out of a bar telling me I'm going to jail, it was probably the worst experience of my life.
So what is it like to sit in a jail cell knowing that there's a bench warrant out, they got you, and you're still tripping on acid?
You know all those burn marks, the cigarette smokes all over the walls when they put the cigarettes out and everything?
Yeah.
Those were spiders.
Oh, that does not sound fun.
How long were you in there for? One night, two nights?
Just overnight. Just long enough to know that, yeah, I was tripping, and I took a bunch of cold showers and kept telling myself, I'm tripping, I'm not doing this, it's not happening. I am not having a good time right now.
Spiders keep staring at me.
Were you able to keep it together to the point where the officers didn't know what was going on?
No, they knew. They put me in a day room instead of an actual jail cell because they knew I was tripping. And they didn't put me in a little 8x8 cell. They put me in a day room and just let me hang out there. So I was able to take cold showers and, you know, chew the inside of my lower lip and watch spiders crawl over myself all over the wall.
All right.
Just having a real good old time.
Sounds like it. Jeez, a whiz.
It was the last time I ever touched that drug ever.
How about get arrested?
Oh, no. No, I experienced that quite a bit when I was in my younger days.
Okay.
I grew up in a small town in Illinois, and after, you know, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, driving under the influence and driving on a revoked, and I couldn't go nowhere without getting pulled over, so.
Were you happy to get out of that town?
Oh, my God. I left in 1986, and I've only been back like 6 times, and I don't want to go back. It's the best thing I ever did.
You think there's a bench warrant for your arrest now?
No. I cleared it all up.
All right.
Good for you.
Hey, look, when I went to get my Washington driver's license, I had to pay a lot of money to the state of Illinois to get my license cleared up, so I know there's nothing left for me.
That's good.
It's funny how that works. You know, you're a danger to society, but if you give us this much money, water under the bridge.
The reason we asked, what did you think? This is not good. A 2-week round-trip cruise out of Sydney, Australia got a little messy last week, leaving at least 16 injured in the aftermath. The Princess Cruises Crown Princess hit rough seas as it was shifting course near Milford Sound off of New Zealand, sending both crew and passengers scrambling as the ship took a frightening tilt. Tables, chairs went flying across the room. A girl went sliding on her chair toward the pool.
Oh.
One passenger in the dining area at the time tells the news outlet, he was walking along doing my laps. All of a sudden, the boat was at an angle. I had to hold on to the railing to keep from falling off. One of the ship's pools can be seen overflowing in the footage due to the lean. So it was draining the pool.
Right.
Was how severe, you know, the lean was on the boat. The cruise ship encountered strong winds during a course change, and that caused the ship to briefly tilt beyond its usual movement before finally stabilizing. Our crew responded quickly to correct the situation, and at no point was the safety of the ship compromised. 3 crew members, 13 passengers suffered injuries and were reportedly doing well. Ship was undamaged after the incident and continued on course. The passengers seemed to recover well after the fact. They basically just went back to the buffet and back to the pool and enjoyed a soggy, watery breakfast, one guy showed
up. That's all you can do, you know? Like, well, let's get some food, man.
Then we have this story. More than a sixth of the passengers on a United Airlines flight from Springfield, Missouri to Houston were injured when the flight encountered severe turbulence on Sunday evening. It was being operated by United Express and had to make an emergency landing at Waco Regional Airport. Medical personnel met the flight when it landed, and 5 of the 29 passengers on the Bombardier were hospitalized overnight with what the airline says were minor injuries. 2 American Airlines flights to Dallas-Fort Worth International also had to land in Waco. So 3 planes got diverted.
Was this a wind thing?
Based on the storms at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport.
They finally later departed Waco, but after waiting there for a while. The turbulence was caused by a strong line of storms across Texas, one of two storm systems that hit the state in the past week.
Now that you mention it, because I, on my way home on Sunday, flew through Dallas-Fort Worth, and the wind the wind was a little...
This happened last night, Mike.
I know.
All three flights.
Yeah.
And you got back, what, Sunday?
Yeah, I flew back yesterday. I took like a 7 a.m. flight, 6:40 a.m. flight out of Greensboro, landed in Dallas-Fort Worth right around 9 o'clock in the morning.
So was it direct from Greensboro to Dallas?
Yes.
So you didn't have to go to Charlotte again?
No.
That's probably why you missed all those fires.
Gotcha.
You went straight south from that airport, and everything above you, northwest of you near Asheville, that was also on fire. Everything
east of Asheville.
Yeah, everything. Well, they've had a hell of a few years.
Yeah.
Everything east of there was also where the majority of the force
was. But now that you mention it, when I was landing and taking off in and out of Dallas, there was a lot of wind that was kind of fouling up the plane on the way in.
Did the pilot say anything, or you just noticed it just by sitting on the plane?
You know, you sit on enough planes, after a while it's like, ooh, okay, wind blowing this time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It got wild.
Isn't that comforting?
Yeah. There wasn't a single flight where I wasn't holding my breath until we were at the gate. Like, something's going to go wrong.
That's kind of been the thing lately.
Crash into somebody or something like that on a tarmac.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
There's a deer out there.
Hola.
Hola. Justin, welcome to the program. And a random question. Let's go with this. Justin, how would you describe your fashion style? Maybe you went through a phase when you were younger or... You know, you're like, everybody I knew growing up was wearing breakdancing pants.
They were super comfortable.
For about 3 or 4 years there, nonstop. OP shorts. You know, you kind of want to look like people in the movies.
You know, nobody in my family ever had a very good fashion sense. So I think I just kind of followed in the footsteps of my dad and just kind of started dressing like a construction worker. You know, Levi's, flannel. The whole number.
Look, that is a look. I mean, it really is. I mean, that's its own fashion statement. That basically says you're a practical person who wears the clothes that are required for your job, you know?
It's functional, you know? I think before we had all this fancy technology to make all these fancy types of pants, everybody did everything in Levi's, didn't they?
Yeah, pretty much, man. Yep. I mean, that's what was you had Levi Wrangler. If you were fancy, there was Jordache. But that was
those were designer jeans. I mean, if you're working a 9-to-5 or you're working,
you're not rocking Jordache.
No, you're wearing the more rugged jeans.
Basically, it felt like in my life I went from tough skins to Wrangler to Levi.
How many pairs of jeans do you own?
Oh, about let's see. If they're not for work, about 3 pairs. For work, about another 3 pairs.
That's about where I am. I got 6 pairs of jeans.
I have 2 pair. I'm wearing one today.
2 pairs of jeans.
Yeah, and the other one are all the holes and all that crap. Yeah, but that's it. I'm not a big jeans guy. However, I will say these jeans I'm wearing now, I feel like it's this weird stretchy.
Oh, those are comfortable.
Yeah, they're super comfortable.
Not bad. Oh, you guys know what plumber's crack is, obviously?
Yes, we know what plumber's crack is.
At Milan Fashion Week, Diesel, they debuted its latest collection. And it features extremely low-cut jeans. And despite the sagging, there were no boxers or panties showing underneath for men or for women. They started prating out the guys first.
Okay.
Basically, every pair of pants comes below the crack line on your waist.
Oh, so dude, everyone on Third Avenue would love these.
So you can
you're fashionable.
Yeah, so you can see a little broccoli up front, so to speak.
Yeah.
And then a little hairy crack out the back. So, yeah, Plumber's Crack was having a moment on the runway, and almost immediately people went online and said they're praying this doesn't become a new hot trend. But Diesel selling the pants. One person said, I feel like there's a return to deliberate undressing, but I just don't need to see the top side of someone's butt crack.
I mean, it depends who it is, but when you say Plumber's Crack, no.
Yeah.
But I've worked with some people, I'm like, yes.
Ryan Castle coming up at 4:30. He's going to give us some information. He's going to tell us something. That's what we're anticipating, and I'm hoping that this is a decent thing today.
Like booze.
So Ryan Castle coming up at 4:30, and your emails are coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married?
Don't rent some random suit. At Nix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nix Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.